May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Forgiveness with others. Jesus Christ alone can bring lasting forgiveness. Forgiveness with God, forgiveness with oneself, forgiveness with others, and ultimately, as we have said, the desire for a lasting forgiveness that remains in our hearts. Imagine with me this kind of forgiveness for your life. Two Sundays ago, I spoke of those times and places where we need to forgive God. Not that God needs our forgiveness, but rather that we are in need of reconciliation with God because of some circumstance, some tragedy or loss that we have endured and that has caused an experience of anger toward God or abandonment from God. And last Sunday, I spoke of the need for forgiveness with oneself. How do we move past some sin of which we just can't let go? And today, on this fourth Sunday of Lent, we conclude with a brief look at what it is to forgive the other. The one who has really hurt us. This, I believe, is the hardest forgiveness of all for us to embrace. I remember meeting once with a couple in Atlanta with whom I was doing some very preliminary marriage counseling. There was a crisis in their marriage where one of the parties had greatly harmed the other emotionally on several levels. This was our second meeting when I asked the spouse who had been wronged, "Do you see the possibility of one day after a lot of work being able to forgive your husband?" And after a long pause, she replied, "I may be able to forgive him, but I will never forget what he did." And therein she named one of our great problems and dilemmas with forgiveness. As I have said to you, forgiveness, as painful and difficult as it may be, requires a forgetting as well. There must be a loss of memory. In the best sense of that term, a good loss of memory, if you will. Forgiveness is the grace that we offer to the other that has hurt us, that we offer. And at that point, we are claiming that we are moving forward from that moment in our lives in a brand new way. And they do not have to do anything in return. They do not even have to be conscious of the fact that we are forgiving them. So we must ask, do we live in this kind of regular practice of forgiveness? It's not easy to forgive another. For most of us, it is very difficult work. Very difficult. African-American poet and writer Langston Hughes, who lived from 1902 to 1967, wrote in a poem entitled "I Too Sing America" about the power of forgiveness. He writes, "I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes. But I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll sit at the table when company comes. Nobody'll dare say to me, eat in the kitchen. Then besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I too am America. That might sound distant to you, but in my former parish, when I became their rector and dean, we had 4 African Americans on the staff that were our sextons. And every Tuesday, we gathered as a staff for lunch. And when I first came there, the 4 African American sextons were not invited to join us at the table. They ate in the kitchen. That practice changed within my first week of being dean of the cathedral. It's not that far away. Hughes expresses a forgiveness in a way that many of us cannot imagine, in a way that many of us feel we would be incapable. The key to this kind of forgiveness is found in the words of God through the prophet Jeremiah. God speaks through Jeremiah, and he says, "For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." There it is, the divine forgetting. And it's a divine forgetting that God calls us to. It's heard throughout the world on this Sunday in the gospel we have before us today, where Christ talks about his crucifixion. And he says that I shall draw all people, men and women, to myself when I am lifted up on the cross. Forgiveness, as divine forgetting, is not an easy path for us to walk down, especially if you have been hurt deeply. And I would suspect every single one of us in here today at this service has been hurt deeply at some point in our life. In life, I do not believe it is a matter of if it will ever happen to you that you will be hurt deeply. It is just a matter of when. 2 years ago, when I suffered some great hurt in my life, in my first meeting with a therapist and spiritual mentor, shortly after the event, his words that he spoke to me were so true and yet so difficult to hear. He said to me, "Philip, it was simply your time." That's not what I wanted to hear. "What do you mean it was simply my time?" And he went on to say to me, "You've lived a rather charmed life up to this point. It was simply your time." I also remember getting acquainted with new parishioners in Atlanta as they were joining the parish, when in the midst of their story, they shared with me, right in the midst of their story, a couple probably in their 60s, that their son had been murdered several years earlier. I still get chills when I recall that story that they shared with me and how they visited the man who shot and killed their only child, and how they forgave him. And it was clear that letting go of the horrific event, forgetting as much as humanly possible, and instead holding on to the good memories, the photographs, and love was part of their healing. And I remember thinking, so if they could forgive, maybe there is some hope for all of us. There is a wise and anonymous saying that states, "It is not the snake bite that kills, it is rather not ridding ourselves of the poison." No one ever dies from the bite of the snake. It's the poison that we live with in our system. This Lent, can you go into that place of divine forgetting? For it is only in that place that true reconciliation for you will occur. What hurt today, deep hurt that has happened to you, do you still hold on to? Have you said to God, or can you get yourself on the way to say to God, I have forgiven him, I have forgiven her, I have forgiven them? And can you forget? Can this holy season of Lent be that time when we give that hurt to that place of divine forgetting? Can we look to our Christ on the cross, who brought all to himself, and say, God, that is what I want. I want forgiveness to flow through my heart in all and to all. And if you can do this hard work, and we know it's hard work, you will experience resurrection. You will experience new life. In the name of God, who is forgiveness. Amen.